Broadcasting live from the beautiful Venetian and Sands Expo Center in Las Vegas, Nevada. For Collaborate 14 OAUG Forum, it's OAUG Radio. Now, here are your hosts, Lee Cantor and Stone Payton.
Lee Cantor here with Stone Payton in beautiful Las Vegas, Nevada. And we are on Twitter at hashtag C14LV. I hope we're trending. We should be after this interview, right, Stone?
I would certainly think so. You know, we've had some very insightful conversations up to this point, but this is the moment that we've all been waiting for.
That's right. The fans have been clamoring for our next guest. Right.
We have with us from Hitachi Consulting, Mr. David Parsons. Welcome to the show, man.
Yeah, thank you. Good to be here.
So Hitachi Consulting, what are you offering advice about? Tell us a little bit about this practice.
Yeah, so Hitachi Consulting is the global services business as part of Hitachi Limited. Hitachi Limited, as you may be aware, is actually 960 various business units across the globe.
No, I got to tell you, I was not aware of that. I mean, I think I had an Hitachi VCR at one time.
Exactly right. So
it's
you know,
all part of the same firm?
Hitachi wow. Limited. So you've got backhoes, TVs you might be familiar with. We make a lot of medical devices. About a third, actually, of our business is in IT, information telecommunication systems, trains, you know, very small RFID devices and those sorts of things. We make about everything.
So now the consulting arm, what are you guys spending your time doing?
Yeah, so it's really interesting today. I mean, we are the consulting arm for our Hitachi Limited sister partners.
So all of the 960
That's correct.
Enterprises.
It's a pretty unique position.
Your brain
to be
must
in.
Be so large to hold all of that consulting information.
Well, you know what? I have a lot of team members to help me out, which is all good. You know, so we're focusing a lot on the Internet of Things and me personally around the innovation, which is much of the topic today. But it's interesting because we think that this relationship we have with our sister companies gives us a pretty unique perspective.
Sure.
Not only do we know the business practices across companies and help them improve that, but we actually also make the product, which gives a pretty unique insight into what's going on in product development out there that we can take to the other.
So you can take the best practices from all the groups and then kind of combine the best solution for any individual group.
Yeah, that's exactly it.
All right, but this term innovation, it's one that some of us throw around a lot. Yep. You guys have a very specific definition for the term and how it applies to your practice. Walk us through that, if you will.
Yeah, we do. And so, you know, innovation. We think that innovation is about translating ideas into profitable offerings for customers. Now, why do we describe it that way? We think that innovation only makes sense if it translates into something that a customer will buy.
Well, there's a thought. And you got to be able to commercialize it, right?
That's
or it's
exactly
just a cool
right.
idea
well,
and fun
right.
dinner talk.
In advertising, when I have a degree in advertising, they used to say it's not creative unless it sells.
That's exactly right. And so, you know, a lot of the processes that companies get wrapped up in today fall short of that recognition, right?
Sure.
It's about capturing the idea. It's about thinking about what the idea is and
it's
where it comes from.
It's art for art's sake.
But does it ever land on the customer doorstep? And
right.
at what time should it land? We find that that's one of the most important metrics is to determine when does the idea materialize and make it to the doorstep vis-a-vis your competition. And unless you can look at that in terms of the distribution time and the time it takes the customers to actually purchase that product and you to manufacture that product, the idea can't become realized.
You used a phrase early in the conversation, too, that just went right by Lee, but it did not escape me. I want to talk about it a little bit. Internet of Things.
Uh-huh.
Yeah, say more about that.
Yeah, so the Internet of Things, as I mentioned, we make as a diverse companies set of companies, we make a lot of physical products.
Yeah.
And, you know, to date, a lot of system integrators have focused on the virtual world. How do you get insights from stuff that would live on your computer? What this offers us today is an ability to connect the insights you can get from physical devices and take that information and make better decisions about what's really happening, not what you think should happen. And so we've got an entire business unit as part of our Hitachi Limited Partners, which is social innovation. And it is really our unifying strategy around how we take physical products and link them to virtual products and organize the way in which we can help society become a more safe and reliable place to live.
Now, is this something that the customers are asking for, or is this something that you're saying that this is important and then the customers will come around and start expecting it at some point?
It's both. So, you know, the projections are that there are 50 billion new devices that will be put into the marketplace between now and 2020. Most of the estimates are, you know, our estimate is that that's going to translate into $8 trillion. Tree, that's T with a trillion.
That's job security for you.
No kidding.
That's real benefit. And if you look out there today, you know, today there are billions of devices that are actually deployed. You think about how your car communicates to the internet today, and your refrigerators and a lot of home
your
automation.
Thermostat and your
customers
everything.
Absolutely are asking for it today. We're just at the beginning. The adoption cycle is just starting. We see an exponential curve coming, so we're trying to get ahead of that curve.
So as a global organization, how does culture play into this idea of innovation? Don't different cultures treat it differently, even appreciate it differently?
Right. The same thing that might be invasive in one culture might be
innovative,
the opposite in a different one.
Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, if I had to sum the impact of culture down into one word, I would say it's huge. the problem with innovation is it can be somewhat difficult to wrap your arms around, right? And so the way companies deal with that is they try to simplify it and make everybody look the same. The reality is innovation isn't the same, right? You can build a new innovative product and take it to market, and that's the more traditional way that people think about it. You can also think about new ways to build a product and make it cheaper or better or stronger, right? Or you can think about a new business model which leverages the strengths that you have and keeps other competitors from entering in and encroaching upon your space. So when we think about what the organization has to do, what they typically do is simplify and make everyone look the same. Well, that means that the same organizational structures are used, the same decision processes are used, the same sorts of incentives are used, and the reality is they don't really apply. The product that's in the marketplace today can be measured based on revenue because it's selling. The product that you're going to introduce into the market tomorrow isn't selling yet. And so if you incent people to give you ideas about something that's going to offer money today, you're not going to get the idea of tomorrow into the marketplace.
It's interesting that the consulting arm of Hitachi, it's kind of plays with all of the group. So that speaks of the Hitachi's culture, doesn't it?
It does. It does. And we do this internally a lot. We find this culture is necessary to communicate what you want. Mm-hmm. We find companies missing that a lot of times. I'll ask for innovation surrounding how could we do this better, or these are the areas in which we're looking to penetrate a new marketplace. What are some good ideas to help us do that? And usually companies just ask for innovation, give me ideas, and they create a Dropbox, virtual or others, to collect these ideas, and they're across the board.
Right.
So help me connect the dots a little bit, if you will. Oracle Technologies helping innovation and how that all ties to you being here at OAUG. Talk through that a little bit.
Yeah, it's a great. So, you know, a lot of times what we find is in order for companies to do well in innovation, we actually have to think about it in layers. And so if we think about it at the top layer, we think about executive teams trying to figure out what innovations to take to market and win. When we think about the middle tier management, we think about how to translate that direction into something that's actionable, and that's organization and focus and process. Mm-hmm. When we think about the people that are out there doing their job every single day, it becomes much more about the working practices and the technologies that they have when they show up to work to do that. And because those technologies and working practices have been focused on yesterday's product, it tends to lock them in to yesterday's way of doing business. And so, you know, what we've done is start to work with Oracle, and the first product that comes to mind is called Innovation Management. It's been recently released. And it provides a capability for organizations to capture ideas and to evaluate those ideas against a good, strong business case and a scorecard, and then to take those ideas and translate them into a product or a project plan to get started into a product. That's the first one that comes to mind. But if you think a little bit broader, you say, well, what ideas and what sorts of products would the customers buy? And they also have technologies surrounding social relationship management and ability to kind of connect with customers and understand what their desires are and what their complaints are against the existing products that would help spur the conversation about what other ideas you ought to be thinking about that would make your customers more happy. And then, you know, of course, Oracle has a complete suite of products that help us manage product development as we approve those ideas. They've got the Agile product suite, and they've got Primavera for managing project schedules and those sorts of things, which help us connect an approved idea to a good project plan that helps us move that idea through and know when that idea is going to actually hit the marketplace.
And the conference, this conference has been good for you?
It's been fantastic. It's
is this the first time you've been here?
No, we're a strong supporter of Oracle and the
application
and this conference
user
every year.
Is this a chance for you to meet existing clients and serve them all in one time, or is this a place where you're prospecting for new opportunities?
Yeah, it's both. We're always prospecting, of course. We find we've got a lot of things to say, and there's never enough time to say it all. So we always are out and telling our story, and we think that people are starting to understand our story better and pick up on that. But we've got a big existing customer base as well.
Now you're here in a booth?
We are speaking? Yeah, we are in a booth. We're in 1241. And we've got a couple of interesting things set up there. We've got the People Counter IoT demonstration set up. You can walk through a door and you can see how that translates into a BI message. We've counted you live there at the booth.
It doesn't calculate my body mass index, does it? Please tell me.
Well,
or it could if you wanted it to.
It could, yeah, but what you do is you walk through it the other direction. It takes it right back off.
Perfect. Well, this has been fun, man. We got to do this again sometime. It's been a lot of fun, this conversation.
Absolutely. I appreciate being here. Thank you.
Yeah, thanks so much for joining us. All right.
Website for you guys if somebody wants to learn more?
Yeah, absolutely. It's HitachiConsulting.com. And we have links out to Hitachi Limited. Also, it's just Hitachi.com, and you'll see our social innovation strategy. You'll see what we do as a consulting
firm. There are some white papers and some information if somebody wants to learn more about
absolutely.
Ways you guys can help.
We've got an entire spot around innovation with some white papers that you can download off of our site. Oracle has them posted on their site around innovation management as well. We also have our Enterprise of Things, which means that customers have adopted the Internet of Things capabilities via our consulting services, and you can find that on our website.
So there's some case studies.
Case studies that you can look at there as well.
And maybe we'll go harass him at his booth from time to time. You guys do other shows as well?
We do, yeah. We're big participants in Open World and VCS. And
not just Oracle, right? You
absolutely.
Probably work with systems all over.
We do, yeah.
All right. Well, we're going to catch up with you and talk to you again then.
Okay. Very good.
All right. We'll be back in a few from the floor of Collaborate 2014.